I've started now.
I'm only back in 5 minutes and I want to fire something at you.
Can I just say before we start?
3 weeks. It was so lovely not having to, like, I'm only messing.
But hold on.
His face, the horror. Yeah, your mouth actually dropped.
But we haven't recorded in 4 weeks.
Was it 4 weeks?
4 weeks today was the last time we recorded.
Yeah.
Yet you still came in here like a panicked hen.
I know, half an hour late.
You're going, you've had 4 weeks.
I'm very busy, David. Like, you have no idea. And I'm so busier than ever now.
Dear listener, we can see that 2022 is starting off exactly the same way 2021 finished.
Sarah and David fighting.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for choosing to listen. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for telling two people about it. Last week we had a best of, and we included that blooper where you got the call.
That was so funny, yeah.
I think we successfully hid who the person was. But he sounded like he had a good day.
He was a guard as well. That was
you're not supposed to say
that. There's lots of guards out there.
I was driving in today and I was completely a million miles away.
Were you?
Yeah.
Right.
So I drove past.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Went to the roundabout.
You did not.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Was going around the roundabout going,
where am I going?
And why am I going to my old house?
I was just going to say, you know, when you move house and like for the first 2 weeks, you keep going back to the old house.
Yeah, but I haven't gone back to the house in 12 years.
What, is that where you were headed?
Yeah, oh, I was going, why am I meeting Sarah?
Midlife crisis, that's it. You go back. They say that happens when you're going through midlife crisis. You regress back to where you were happiest. And you were happiest in town in that house. But we had great crack in that house.
Why was I meeting you there?
Because we were drinking Buckfast.
Come here, before I forget. Today is Saturday.
Yeah.
We should do the lotto together, okay?
Oh, we have to win tonight, don't they?
Yes.
It's a lot of money, though.
It's
90 million or something.
19 million.
All right, okay, we'll manage it. That's all right.
So we'll go halves on it. And because we've put it on tape, it's legally binding.
Oh, somebody's been thinking about this before you came in. Okay, we'll do that, so I'll write it on my hand so we don't forget.
Yeah, lotto. We'll do that when we finish recording, we'll do the lotto. And if this episode never airs, then won.
We're in Barbados.
Good luck to you all. Fair play to you. Yes, it's been a month since we've recorded our podcast. It's been 3 weeks since we've actually seen each other. It's been a lovely, lovely break.
Lovely break.
Over Christmas. You got exactly what you were looking for.
Yeah.
Do you want any regular listeners, please, at the back of the class? Yes, she wanted lockdowns and people in their houses.
Yeah.
And that's basically what you got.
Happy days. Close contacts, happy days.
Yeah. I mean, at this stage, I think
everybody's a close contact at this stage.
I was going to say.
I was just lucky enough to get in before they kind of made the 10 days, 7 days.
I was saying, you know, I'm kind of feeling left out now.
Yeah, and do you know what? I was thinking, like, there should be a place for all close contacts to go and exercise together. Yeah, they're like a leper. It's like, is there anywhere we can go?
Yeah.
Can we all just go to one place together and close contact together and just have a chat and then go home?
There was, I'm watching this thing on YouTube at the minute, and it's a couple, a young enough couple who are from the UK, I think.
Hmm.
And they decided a couple of years to do up a camper van or a transit van.
Yeah.
And they've been travelling around the place. But recently, just in December, they came to Mayo.
Right.
So they came through Ballina.
And they got COVID.
Actually, they didn't.
Did they? Oh, sorry.
But they came through, so they went through Downpatrickhead, they went through Ballina, out into Blacksod and Hocklean and back around to Achill, and then they went over to Westport, Old Head, and back over to Lewsburg and right through them. And at one stage, they said it was the most wonderful time of their lives.
Really?
But they had every place to themselves. Every beach they went to. They were in swimming and beautiful days.
Yeah.
Nobody there.
Yeah.
The wild Atlantic Way was empty.
Try it in the middle of the summer.
Exactly. And the only problem that they had was, of course, it was dark at 5 o'clock every day. So they were in the van from 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? God. Going to be murder. And the camper van found off cliff edge. Wife survives.
Yeah. I said to Jane, I said, when eventually the children get to whatever age they are, will we do that?
No.
No.
Murder.
Murder. But you know what she was cooking on? This is what I wanted to talk to you about. So she has a gas top.
Yeah.
So she has this yoke. It's kind of it's a circle.
Yeah.
With a hole in the middle of it.
Right.
Right. So, and then you put that on your gas ring and then you cover it with the thing on the top. I'm
so
not explaining
glad
this
you put
really well.
Gas in front of that. You put that on your gas ring.
And you put the cover on it. And that acts as a cooker.
Right.
So she was doing things like croissants, even baked a cake in it. You put it in, goes
I'm
around.
I'm absolutely 100% confused. I don't know. You'd have to send me a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send you the link to it. It's really
it's on
easy
the
to
gas
watch.
Ring.
So it goes on top of the gas ring. It's a circular thing that goes on top of the gas ring. The gas ring is up. It's kind of so the gas is coming up the middle of it.
All right. Okay.
And then they put.
Well, it's got a hood like. It's like
and
a
then
little
you put,
house.
You put a thing on it and then cook. Yeah.
Oh,
it's cool. Like an oven.
Oh, that's
it's,
cool.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
And why doesn't you just use the oven?
I don't know. I'm not camper van. Is there right. ovens in camper vans?
Oh, you're... sorry. I thought you were talking about Jane. Because I was like, Jane's at home making croissants? On the gas? Oh, you're one in the camper van. I'm sure they're all hippies, them camper van ones.
Anyway, it was. I think it's called Lost in Transit because it's okay. a transit van.
So they're doing a documentary.
So okay. yeah, they've been going around and they've been filming on their little
I did France for 3 weeks and we nearly killed each other. Never again.
What else before we get to our food today? Oh yes, can we talk about OT?
Mm-hmm.
Because you texted me during the week what OT is, and I admitted to you today I didn't know what OT was.
I didn't even know what it was.
But OT is Operation Transformation.
Yeah.
And for any regular listeners who don't know, you were on there last Wednesday.
Yes.
What were you doing?
Tell you the crack. So, a listener or a follower, I hate using the word follower. An Insta friend sent me a story from the dietitian on Operations Transformations about 3 months ago where they were looking for recipes. So she sent me this. She said, Sarah, you should send them some recipes. So I emailed in some going, there's no notion of them even seeing the email. But they did. They came back and they said, we like your recipes. We're going to bring them forward. We let you know. A few more weeks passed. I was like, nah. So then they contact me and they go, yeah, we're going to use this. Well, we might and we mightn't. But we better record anyway. So we have to come down to your house with the camera crew and record. So they came down and they were coming down on such a date and then they had to change that because of COVID and I was like, oh my God, this is never going to happen. This was just dragging on. So they came down eventually and they filmed me making the dish. They interviewed me. They filmed me with the kids. They filmed for 4 hours and then they went off going, no, it still might not happen.
Imagine.
Like Dermot was sanding the worktop the night before. Like
he was, yeah.
Sir, I'm going to have to just start lying. Oh, and BBC are coming tomorrow, Dermot. We've got to get them doors fixed. I need the rooms painted. Sky News is on the way. But so yeah, they went off and they were like, we let you know. And then I had to wait. So I actually only found out the day before the show that it was going ahead.
So Tuesday.
Tuesday, the producer messaged me.
And what did they say? Did they say, you can now announce this?
You can now announce. Oh, I had to sign contracts and everything, like serious contracts.
So did he. So did everybody, didn't they?
Everybody all had did. To. Anyone yeah. that was in the house had to sign contracts. Can't tell anyone. So yeah, they told me I was going to be on it and they didn't tell me, like, I hadn't seen the clip of it. They hadn't sent me a proof. He said it's short and sweet and I was like, okay, was that 5 minutes, 5 seconds?
50 minutes.
So it turned out to be 46 seconds. It's mental how long they can spend on something yeah. and then they can cut it down. It's mad because obviously even up to the Tuesday, he was like, we had to cut last week's because of time constraints.
Of course, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, but you came all the way down. So yeah, we got in the telly and mug on the face, mug on the screen. And as I said, I told my followers the night before and I was like, I couldn't get a hair appointment because they came at 9. So I had to do my own hair. I had to do my own makeup really quickly. I had bought a top, but it was like XXL. So I had to tie that at the back of the scrunchie. Totally unprepared. But yeah, we got our 46 seconds and my name on the screen. So it was great.
That's great, yeah.
It's and it's great. I was just delighted that they used one of my recipes, which are, you know, very much normal homemade recipes.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's in the book. It's the parma ham or the bacon wrapped around the chicken with the stuffing in the middle.
Yeah, you've always been shouting about how if we keep it wholesome and keep it...
Yeah.
So you're getting your right amount of calories and you're doing the right thing. So,
yeah.
You know, you don't have to start eating wafer-thin lettuce. You can actually eat normally.
Oh, absolutely.
Just to...
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
But it was actually very funny. I must show you the clip. Because when we were waiting, I didn't know at what point I'd be on it.
Mm.
So we're all sitting there and I was like, shut up! It was like 1980s in Ireland. Kids were getting laughing. You know, as a kid, you start getting laughing then. I was like, shut up! You're going into the other room! Dermot munching on a bowl of ice cream. I nearly clammed him over the head.
Watching Operation Transformation eating a bowl of ice cream. Good man!
I know, I was eating popcorn. The kids, we had a little party. But I kept going, you're on!
Jesus, me ears!
Sorry! He kept telling me, there you are, you're there, and he recorded me and I was like,
oh,
shut up, roaring at the lot of them. And then I realised he was filming me. But yeah, it was very funny.
I remember when I was in college, we did a TV show. That's what I'm talking about, length of time it takes to do things. So we did a TV show. They came into the college and they said, we're doing something for 2FM, it was their birthday, and we want to do a kind of, you know, the Crystal Maze.
Yeah,
it was a kind of a Crystal Maze of radio.
Yeah,
in RTE. And they picked your man there, the long hair, that'll do, that was me. And they picked six out of our class.
And you were a hippie.
Yeah, a pure hippie, like living on VV Aptil tablets and cigarettes. That was it. And they said, okay, so we'll meet you Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. And we're going to make a programme about just...
Been a hippie.
Radio stuff, right.
Radio hippies.
And so 7 o'clock, they sent a car for us on the Sunday morning. They were supposed to send a helicopter, but the weather was bad.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty...
Honestly, that's
really?
Genuinely, yeah. The weather, we were supposed to come back and arrive in a helicopter, but the weather was bad. Jeez, so they cancelled letting us in the car. And we had to wear black. I remember because the lad that was with me, Damien, he has black trousers, you could see, so he coloured it in with a marker. But so we did... But the programme in the end, was, I think, was 50 minutes.
Yeah.
But we started at 7 o'clock in the morning. We finished filming at 11:45 that night.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like torture.
For that bit.
Yeah.
And that was in, so we'd say, I think that was in early January or February, and that didn't go out till May.
So this is it, like. You've got your pro chefs recording their Christmas demos, like, in the summertime.
Yes, of course. All TV programmes, they do their Christmas stuff.
You don't think
they're
about
not like
it.
Us. They're not like us running through like a headless chicken.
Just
sorry, I'm 20 minutes late. That like, bloody horse.
Oh, the horse. The foal Max got loose today. Oh, man, he's lucky he's alive. Got in under a fence and ran off across the hills. And the mother went mental and Dermot chasing after him. Me with a biscuit going, it's okay, he'll come back to me. Dermot roaring at me. Me roaring at Dermot. I'm currently now going home to like a not talking relationship because I left in such a cloud of smoke. He rang me on the way in and I actually fired my phone down into the mat well. So annoyed.
Of course, you were pulled in at the time.
Yeah,
when you
pulled
did
in. Yeah, I was doing the speed limit, 100%. So yeah, thanks, Max.
But you know, so what TV needs is more Flanley style.
Flanley style. That's what we call it.
And of course,
it.
That's Sarah's
just
name before she was
that's
Butler was Flanley.
Just and do it. Don't think about
just
it.
Just do about it. Yeah. I came home last week, the week before. I came home one day, as I do. I come home, and I said, "There's something different. Something different. There's a total new carpet. put in."
To,
down where we sit the television underneath the couches.
Oh, a rug.
So it's a mug. Yeah, but it's big.
David, a rug like a carpet. You're such a drama queen. Like the carpet people came out. She bought a rug.
No, it's a carpet. It's big because there's about, you have to step up that much to it.
All right.
It stink.
Oh no.
So I said, if I brought that into the house now.
Okay, so.
So it's going. But it's Flanley style. I was at work. I came home. It was done.
Yeah, I know.
Don't ask any questions. You'll be told
sure
no lies.
You're going to get... You, do you know why, though? Because you're so indecisive. We haven't even gotten onto food yet. You're so indecisive. I said to Dermot before he came in, he's like, I'd love to go for a pint. I'm sick listening to him. I'd love to go for a pint. The Guinness thing you got him... Don't have a right glass for that.
Stop it.
Yeah, did the Guinness thing with the little magic head in the
beak. I bought it for Christmas for a present for him.
And we didn't have a glass because I broke the insignia one. Because I break everything.
And that one's a pint apparently. The ones that we had before were half litres or something. I don't know.
So he's been on about going for a pint. I'm dying for a pint. And he said, am I going for a pint after the pockets? I said, yeah, I'll bring you in. I'll collect you. And damn me, he was still, I don't know if I feel like a pint.
Stop.
So yeah. So like that's why we'd just go and do it because you'd be killed otherwise. Anyways, let's move
I'm
on.
I'm not that bad.
You are that bad.
I'm not. If I say I'm going for a pint, I'm going for a pint.
Yeah, but if it's something else, I don't know what to think.
Like what?
I don't know. There's been a few things in the past.
Well, I need an example.
No, let me have a think now.
Tear your teeth there. You wouldn't think we haven't seen each other in 3 weeks, would you?
Oh, I'll think of something.
Can I bring a bit of happiness into your life before we... Will we do the food first?
Well, you can bring some happiness into my life if you want. What?
We'll do food first.
Okay. Don't forget. I'm going to write that out.
Oh, I know.
Happiness.
No, it's because I wanted to talk about our Christmas presents that we got at Christmas.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so food. We're talking this week, and I think this is good advice.
Yes.
It's, what are you at?
I'm finding what I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry. We're talking about meal plans. Now, you have rattled on about meal plans since the first day we turned on a microphone.
Yeah.
And telling people to be just a little bit organised and take the stress out of your life.
Yeah.
What did you do this week?
So, we all came back in January as normal, going, right, I'm going to go running, I'm going to go walking, I'm not going to eat any crap, I'm going to be all healthy. But do you know what? Forget about it. It's not going to happen because there's no point going on diets. And it's taken me until today, what date is today, the 14th?
15th.
To eat a bowl of porridge. I just wasn't ready yet, you know? Pandemic.
Well, you're looking all right now. Fairness, what's your whole Christmas is in at home? You haven't put on any, like there's no fat face.
I didn't eat a huge amount of crap, but I had a fit. But do you know what it was? I didn't exercise. Massive, like here. The tire area, especially for women. your tummy area. It's just like, I'm like, and I know I've said this to you before, and I'm like, no, I'm not happy with it. I know it shouldn't be like that. So now I'm in zone.
Okay, zone.
I've done an 0 to 5K app today. It's happening Monday. Kids into school. Sarah's gone running.
Are you going back running?
Yeah.
Great.
But I'm going to try not to be so competitive because I'm just so competitive and I need to just enjoy it and yes. chill. Anyway, so I did a meal plan last week for everybody because they're always asking me, will you do a meal plan? And it's very easy to say, okay, on a Monday make this, on a Tuesday make that. I wanted to do a meal plan where you're saving yourself cooking a couple of days. So for example, this is all on my page, Sarah Butler at Home Official. It's on my grid. So on the Monday, or day one as I call it, because we all start our weekly shop. I do mine on a Monday, so my day one is a Tuesday. So get your 7 dinners and go and do your shop, put everything away nice. So on the Monday you're making your chicken, you're having a roast chicken dinner, but you're making 2 chickens. So you've got loads of chicken left over for Tuesday, which is vol-au-vents. And you've got chicken left over for sandwiches, but you're also on a, whatever your day one is. Day one will be the day that you have time, like a Sunday.
Okay.
You're going to make 2 loaves of brown bread and a batch of scones. You're going to freeze half the scones, freeze one of the brown breads. You've got that there for sandwiches and lunch. All right. And you're also going to slow cook a bacon loin.
Which I do.
That's easy. Just throw that in. Throw that in the morning. Throw in your 2 chickens. Make your brown bread and your scones. Right, you're set up for the week. So then on the Tuesday, all you have to do is put in the vol-au-vent cases and puff them up. Make the quick sauce. And
When you're making the sauce.
Yeah.
Just give me a quick, how do you make the sauce?
Okay. Melt some butter.
Right.
And, hold on. Vol-au-vents, let me think. Melt some butter. Mushrooms. Okay. Garlic.
Yeah.
Cook them for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
A tablespoon of flour, mix it all up, salt and pepper, fresh thyme, fresh parsley. Then gradually whisk in about half a pint of stock.
Stock, but chicken stock.
Chicken stock, but don't use the whole ox chicken cube. I use the jelly ones because if you put the whole one in, half a pint, it's going to be awful salty. Okay. So only a small, watch them stock pots, they're awful salty. So whisk that in with a whisk and you're going to see it's thickening up. And then either use cream or milk, whichever you feel healthiest using. Add that in. And that's going to be your chicken vol-au-vent sauce. And then just, you've got your cooked chicken, chop it up, in you go.
Okay.
And.
I see, great. I love vol-au-vents.
Love vol-au-vents. So then on day 3, so that's easy enough. That's not a big job.
Married the wrong sister.
You did. You all did. Husband of mine does not know how lucky he is. Dinner then on the 3rd day is homemade beef burgers. We're going to talk about the smash cheeseburgers and the paprika fries after this. So burgers are great. They're quick. Throw them on the pan.
Love burger.
Loads of people say to me, what do you do with your burgers? What do you put into them? Nada.
We do nothing.
Keep it simple. I don't even put salt and pepper in them.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing.
Don't need to. If you've got good mince, go to your butcher's. I know, I keep on about it. Stop buying the stuff in the shop that stays red for a week and doesn't break down. It's little worms.
Mm-hmm.
And then on day 3, your baking is you're making some vegetable soup. And again, 2 loaves of brown bread, if you need it. I'm talking about families here where they're inhaling bread, you know. So make a big thing of soup with all the vegetables. That's a great one to make as well. At the end of your week, if you've got veg left over, make up your soup. And I've linked all of these recipes.
Okay.
In my stories, so it's really easy to follow. And then on day 4, it's slow cooked chicken curry. Peg that in the morning and make a double batch so you can freeze one for a busy day again. And then on day 5, slow cooked bolognese. Again, you're doubling up so you can have taco fries. On day 7, you're having lasagna or taco fries with what you made on day 5. And then day 6 is sweet and sticky chicken, which will be like a fake away at the weekend.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Because day 6 will be kind of Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's easy.
And that's all available on your Instagram.
That's all on my Instagram. All the links to the demos are on that, and it's all saved in my highlights.
For nothing, for free, like.
For nothing.
You're giving it away.
Giving it away. But my point is, I'm not just saying on Monday make this, on Tuesday make that. I want people to use what they have. Make an extra chicken so that it saves that. Okay, we've got basketball. She's got swimming. I've 5 minutes to get dinner on. Oh, I've got the chicken in the fridge. The horse has escaped. We'll be having friggin' horse one of these days. What's for dinner, Max? Did you like your stew, Dermot?
Mm.
But the whole point of the meal plan is to think about it and go, okay, I'm going to double up on that because I know Friday's busy. I'm going to keep that there. I'm going to make a lasagna out of that bolognese because I know I'm gone all day Saturday. And they'll just eat cereal for the day. So that I can say there's a bolognese or there's a lasagna in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. And you reduce your food waste while you have all the mess and the crap and the jars and the shite out on the counter. And you have peelings of onions. Same difference to make
somebody,
double up.
Somebody said to me to get a hen. During the week, they texted me on the radio during the week to say, get hens. Because all your peelings and all that, they'll
eat them, yeah.
You'll have no food waste. I said, yeah, but compost. You have a hen.
Yeah, but you have a hen.
Yeah, and we had hens.
Jesus, yeah.
She used to
Yeah, they're dirty things. My neighbour had loads of hens and the fox got them all.
Yeah.
They were doing really well.
Or did he? Or did he? Or was there chicken in your house every day for a week?
We had a chicken party. But yeah, look, while you have everything out, and even if you're making the sweet and sticky sauce, which is so good, so you have like six different jars of things, make a second one.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a Ziploc bag, throw it in the freezer.
It's great.
So while you have, like making the bread, make two loaves. You have the mess made, same difference. So there you go. So that was the meal planning. So that was a huge hit. I mean, my God, above the amount of people that
When we turn the corner into New Year, food becomes very important to people because they're fattening us up before Christmas and then they're telling us that we're too fat after Christmas.
Mm.
But people always look for kind of a meal plan like that. That's a great idea. Tell me about these smashed cheeseburgers. Is this after a row or what happened? How did they get smashed?
They got smashed because I didn't have time to make proper burgers because I was in a rush. So I needed a fast dinner. So smashed cheeseburger.
We're never in a rush. We are always in a rush.
Why am I always like
you've nothing. So
I need to find someone with COVID and get them to lick me so I can have 10 days off resting. Smashed cheeseburgers are where you go and get your lovely mince, about a quarter pound per person. Roll it into a ball. Get some parchment paper or tin foil, right? Pop it in the tin foil. Fold the tin foil over it. And either with your hand or with the rolling pin,
smash.
Give it a, I don't smash the crap out of it, but okay, like give it a good old rolling that it's just about you're able to pick it up. So what that does when you put that on a hot pan, number one, it cooks really quickly. Number two, it goes lovely and crispy around the
crispy
edges
bits.
And then you put your cheese, your grated cheese. Don't buy that pack of grated stuff, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Grate your proper cheese and don't be lazy. Pop that on top and into the oven. I literally just put my frying pan in the oven. I know you're not meant to. I leave the handle sticking out or under the grill.
Yeah.
Melt that down. So do that with all your little patties.
Some people are using cheese with jalapenos in it now for a bit of a kick.
All right.
You kind of got a Mexican burger type of thing. I was watching Ricky Stein. It looked good.
Yeah, the jalapenos are great. Yeah. Or jalapis, as I always call them.
Jalapis, Lou, yeah. I found, because we with the jalapenos, we the nacho with the jalapenos.
They're hot.
Lovely.
Hot stuff.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's a good addition to a burger. So what you do then is you get your nice brioche bun. You've got your burger sauce. We've talked about this before. Mayonnaise, little ketchup, a little less mustard and some pickle sauce or Tabasco sauce. That gives a real kick. Mix it up. Put that on. Then put your red onions or your fried white onions, whatever you have time to do. Then you're putting your patty on. Tomatoes.
Patty.
Another patty.
Another patty. Then you're there's double patties.
It's a double smashed cheeseburger. Because you see, they're so thin, you kind of need two. I don't like a big... When a burger is like...
Stopper.
And you're like, oh, Jesus, it's awful chewy.
Yeah.
And meaty.
Yes.
I like it thin. Anyways, so you've got your burger sauce, you've got your onions, you've got your patty, lettuce, another patty. I'm fucking getting all confused now.
Sorry.
You keep laughing at me.
Sorry.
I have to draw it now. Burger sauce, onion, patty, tomatoes, patty. You can put some crispy bacon in there if you want. Patty, crispy bacon. Loads of lettuce and another burger, patty, thing on top, the bun with the burger sauce, and then you stick a cocktail stick in the middle of it.
Oh.
And that is so good.
Oh, great. What will you serve with that now?
You will serve paprika fries, right?
Tell us about those.
These were magic. They got huge reaction. So you're using, I use roosters because they don't fall apart as easy.
Yeah, we love
peel
roosters.
And chop them, but chop them into like really skinny chips.
Okay.
Not as skinny as, say, McDonald's, like... Supermax.
Not like the French fries.
No,
so not
that
skinny.
Really skinny, okay. But like Supermax, that kind of.
Okay.
Supermax
that's
chips.
That's how we measure things.
Yeah,
it's not the McDonald's ones, it's the Supermax.
It's not the Cofola ones, it's the Supermax. Not as skinny as McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then you rinse them in some water, soak them in some cold water. That takes all the starch out.
Yes.
And they're less likely then to be all like falling apart. Then you throw them into, obviously rinse them, throw them into some boiling water, salted water for 5 minutes only. This is just to... Slightly cook them.
Parboil.
Parboil, but if you put them over and you tip them out and they're overcooked, you've got mashed potatoes.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. So then while they're bubbling away, you want to get yourself some paprika, about 2 tablespoons of paprika, about 2 or 3 tablespoons of sunflower oil, your crisp and dry, a teaspoon of garlic granules. Garlic granules are great to give that takeaway taste. Salt and pepper. Mix that up. Strain out your spuds and... spot. That's like what people say when they're yeah, they're
I'm off to strange spuds.
That's typical men. Have to ruin that even for me. Strain your potatoes with the sieve and get a baking tray. Have that in the oven with some oil on it so that it's kind of hot. And then mix that paprika, garlic, olive oil mix or sunflower oil mix with them spuds. Put them on the baking tray. Throw them in the oven there. Leave them alone there now for 40 minutes. You want them nice and crispy.
How hot is the oven? Is it roasty?
180 fan.
Okay.
Okay, nice high shelf. Keep an eye on them. You don't need to turn them. Just keep an eye on them and let them crisp away. But the trick is then get them under the grill. And that makes them really crispy.
Crisp up. So they're fluffy on the inside, crispy on the outside.
Yeah. Then you get yourself some, maybe some Parmesan cheese, grate that on top and make again your burger sauce that we spoke about in the smash burgers. Put that in a Ziploc bag. Mm-hmm. Snip the corner off and drizzle it over it because you eat with your eyes, so it has to look nice instead of a big lump of it. And Parmesan. And then if you have like some fresh basil or parsley, coriander is another one. Rotten. Sprinkle that on top. The cheese melts on the fries because they've just come out of the grill. Burger sauce is so good. And for presentation, a little tip, you know the brown parchment paper you can get?
Yes.
Get a square of that and crunch it up, make it into a ball.
Yeah.
And then open it up again and put them into that on a nice plate with your burger, and it's like I'm in a takeaway, but I'm a really nice one. That is a really, really nice thing. They're both on my page and got huge response this week, the paprika fries and the smashed cheeseburger. So for a fake away quick, like, you can throw the fries on first. Get all your onions and your stuff chopped up for the burger. They're last to go on because they're only going to take 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is kind of coming out together. So yeah, that's the food that I needed to talk about today.
Yeah,
the meal planning and...
26 minutes in.
Sorry.
No, it's not you.
See, I'm not prepared. I was very prepared today. It just took me a month off to be prepared.
Is that our food?
That's our food.
They get all that if you go to
everything.
Sarah's Instagram page.
Yeah.
For free, for nothing.
For nothing.
For nothing, lads. Yeah. You can just go on and it's there. It's just amazing.
You just have to listen to me going, hi guys.
I think I have a few of those clips. Hi guys.
I know, I can't stop.
You sent me a couple of messages during the week. I can figure a couple of them out. Bed tea has been back. Were you doing bed tea again?
I was doing bed tea over Christmas, yeah.
That's
like
great.
Some people don't realise what bed tea is.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got my big flask of bed tea.
Okay.
So Jeremy woke up this morning and said, what are we doing today? And I'm like, well, I'm having a cup of tea in bed. And you go off and do what you have to do. And just leave me alone to read my book.
What are you reading?
Oh, I'm reading a great book about crimes of New York.
Oh, okay.
The MIPD.
Oh, nice stuff to put you nice and calmly to sleep.
Love them. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's all about fingerprints and how the fingerprint came in and how they caught criminals. And
I have a first cousin who works in the police department in Boston.
Really?
And that's her job.
Fingerprinting.
She's the forensic. So she turns up.
Loved to have done she's that. Boston, yeah. Brains. Mm. What they used to do before fingerprints, very interesting, I have to say. I'm very educated now. If anybody wants to bring me to a police department, they used to, before fingerprints came in, and that was laughed out until when it was brought in, your man was laughing stock. But anyways, came back in. They used to measure the circumference of the criminals' heads and their bones. Like, okay, so from your elbow to your, what's that? Wrist.
I
nearly said ankle. From your elbow to your ankle.
Oh, we got him.
So, and it showed the video or measuring them, their heads, and they had their mugshot, and then they had like head circumference, but then it became a bit tricky because, you know, if it was slightly off,
yeah.
Oh no, it's not him. There's 0.2 of a millimetre in the difference. Let him free.
Oh wow.
So yeah, that's what they did to catch criminals before. Yeah,
Before fingerprinting. Very interesting. So how do we get from bed tea
to fingerprinting? Sorry, I was in bed, drinking bed tea, reading this.
So bed tea, for people who don't know what bed tea is, it's the flask of tea that you leave at the side of the bed.
Well, it's the cup of tea, but I've brought it to another level because I bring it in a flask, and it's not even the keep cups.
Yes.
But it's a large keep cup.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a pint keep cup.
So are you making this the night before, or are you making it when you wake up?
No, one lady did message me and say, I actually make it when I'm going to bed, so I have hot tea in my flask. I was like, that's class.
Great idea.
I'd never get out of bed, though.
No.
Brilliant idea. No, yeah. I get up and I make it. And sometimes I'll come back to bed, and other times I'm like 5 hours later going,
yeah.
Jesus, I came up 5 hours ago, I haven't even brushed my teeth. But I didn't go back to bed.
The other, right, the bed tea is
There's
back.
A lot of bed tea over the Christmas.
Bed tea, it's great. Bed tea is a great thing. Just spend a bit of time in your bed.
With tea.
With tea. The other one was mask over nose, not mouth.
So funny.
You think we're 2 years into this?
I meant to bring a mask. You don't have one.
I have a clean one, actually.
Have you? Show me. Give it to me and I'll show you. No, it's fine. I'll do it with a piece of paper. You're fine. So can't do things Flannelly style. Okay, so we were in Galway, right? We took our day to Galway, as we love Galway. I was heading along and it was so funny. There's this guy in a suit talking to another guy in a suit. Very, like, briefcase, proper, like, professionals. One was younger. He was probably in his 30s. The other guy was probably in his 50s. But, and it was a very serious conversation.
Oh, go on.
He had the mask over his nose. But he didn't have it over his mouth. So this is what it looked like. And he was talking to your man really seriously.
With his, the mouth out.
His whole mouth was out and the mask had been squished up over his nose. And it was a very serious conversation. And Dermot was parking the car. He came out and I was like, look at your mask. His mouth is totally out. And it was the funniest thing I've seen of all the mask stories. I was like, that is so funny. He thinks he's getting away with it. Going, do you know, they're not bad, these masks.
Because it's the other way around. People don't cover their snouts. Yeah. And but leaving your mouth out in your hands.
Just anyone who's listening, just put a mask over your nose and completely expose your mouth and you'll get why I'm laughing so hard. And dress up in a suit and be very serious in conversation.
Very good. Slow people in shops.
Oh my God. That is one good thing about the mask, right? I went into a shop there recently and I was rushing. And I was like, oh, for God's sake, why do I always go to the... Tell that there's somebody.
Remembering
really
this,
slow in.
Before Christmas, you went into a shop, put 25 items in a basket, yeah, lost the head, and just left it there. Left went out.
Oh, that was done. So I just left everything, just left it there. But that's okay because it's Christmas and everybody's like, you're expecting the craziness. Well, this fella had a full. I'd say he was out. It was one day out of the year going to the shop, and he had the full blunk. And Mary knew him, and how was Bridie? And I was like, oh Jesus, I just need to get one thing here. So I was having this chat to myself behind my mask, which is great.
It is
I was
great,
in a shop another day and this one kept coming up around me and I was like, hole, whichever, off from around me. But she didn't know who was saying it because I had my mask on.
Yeah. If you double mask, it's really comfortable. You can get double masks now. Really comfortable on your face.
And can you increase the level of your giving out to people and
nobody
they don't know?
Knows what you're I'm like. Saying, yeah, okay. It's great. Double mask.
It is one great thing and I find like when we do lose the masks, I'll forget and I'll be like,
oh yeah,
did you ever move? Oh my God, that took ages. Look at her. Look at her buying an ice cream in the middle of winter.
Terry
for her
geez.
Four kids. Yeah, yes, syrup, please. Can I get one of the chocolate things in the middle? Oh no, that's strawberry syrup. Can I get the raspberry one for Johnny?
I'm allergic. Like, I'm
oh
allergic
my God. My eye is popping out of my head. So yeah, I'll miss the masks for that alone.
Oh yeah, but I think they're going to be with us for a while by
Definitely.
The looks of things.
Yeah.
Did you ever have the urge to?
Did you ever have the urge to? That was just something that came into my head. Did you ever have the urge to, like, when you're driving, go, I could just drive into that truck oncoming? Or did you ever have the urge to, like, just go up to someone who's been really annoying and, like,
smack them
in the face and go, oh God, you're so annoying, just go away, get out of the shop. Did you ever just, like your man in the supermarket, I felt like just going, would you hurry up? People have things to do. Go and have a coffee if you want to have a chat with Mary. Come out, you freak.
It's okay.
Oh, so, did you ever have the urge to do that? And I couldn't, and I had to stand there.
I'm
and go,
getting the
oh
urge
my
now.
God, oh my God, I'm like, get on. But did you ever have that urge?
Oh, all the time. That is self control.
It's being a grown up. I was a kid, I could have gone over and kicked him somewhere.
But it is, it's all about self control. And it's known when you walk away, I could have gone mad there.
Yeah. Or like the displays in the supermarket. Like, did you ever just like
knock it over? Yeah. You see, that filter, I think.
Fall in on top of them.
So when we're kids, that's not there. We will do those things. Then suddenly we develop this filter.
Yes.
And we're like embarrassed about ourselves and all that. And then we get older and that filter starts to disappear. Mm. And eventually you couldn't care less.
But that's what happens. Older people, and I think that's so funny. Like these very old people that are interviewing, they're like, couldn't give a shit. You know.
But you, why would you care at that stage? I just don't care.
But do you ever have the urge? Give me an example of where you've had an urge to do something that you really shouldn't do.
Oh God, I have a lot of them.
Like what?
I've a lot of them, but I don't carry through with them. But there will be things
like... Well, I'm not carrying through with them either, but like, I just want to know.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you're putting me on the spot now. Oh, this is my... It's something that you'd hop into for 2 seconds and you'd be like, okay, I'm getting out of this head.
Yeah.
Because I would have all... What ifs would be an awful lot of my life? What if I did that? What if I did this? All I'd have to do is step here. You know, our whole lives are what ifs, you know.
You know, you're talking to someone and you're like, you really don't give a shite about what they're saying, and they're just talking.
You're looking at me now to say that.
I'm not talking about you. I don't have many friends for this reason. I'm only interested in talking to people I want to be friends with.
Yeah.
So, that you know, you're talking to somebody, you meet someone, you're like, oh, fuck, please don't see me, please don't see me. And you haven't seen them in years. I know this. I need to work on the cursing. I've had a month off. I need to censor. I'm writing down all the places where you need to go back and put a beep in.
I'm not putting beeps anymore. You're an adult.
You meet someone and you're like, oh God, please don't see me. And then they come over and they're talking shite to you. And like, wouldn't you love to have just got, actually, I don't really give a shit. I'm not listening to this. Bye.
I have a very dear family member.
Yeah.
And I won't say who this person is, but when they tell a story, it goes out of it.
Oh, no, I can't cope with that. Right? Dermot says that too.
So I said, after a conversation recently, Jane was witnessing the conversation and she had the big terrier teeth going on. And I said, can you imagine if Sarah was with us?
Oh, stop.
She was like, she wouldn't have lasted 3 seconds. No. She would have shouted, get to the end!
I know.
We know the end!
That's because Dermot does that. Oh my God, it's like, well, I was uptown on Saturday. I think it was the 17th.
Get to the point.
Saturday was the 17th. And it was about 4 o'clock. Hold on, maybe it was 4 o'clock. He's really bad. I'm like, oh my God.
Did you ever have the urge to? Yes, every day we have the urge to. Every single... It's day by... Sometimes it's second by second.
You should be allowed on your birthday to have a special badge to just say what you want to people.
The danger of this podcast, you know, what's happened with us, because when we get the urge to say something in this podcast, we say it.
Yeah.
And then I go to my professional life.
I know, yeah.
And I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
And I'm very close to saying the things.
I know.
I'm going, well, that's... Why did I just say the F word?
I have so many bloopers. I had to do a demo this week and I have so many bloopers. I was like, oh my God, I can't talk anymore.
We have times like that when you just... being able to speak leaves you. What did you get for Christmas? Did you get anything nice for Christmas? Did you get any nice Christmas presents?
Let me think. Did I? I don't know. Did I? I don't think I did. Well, it seems so long ago. It was all a bit of a blur. There was a lot of wine.
Do you want to see what I got for Christmas off
Jane? Go on. I can't remember. I don't think I did. What?
I brought it in.
What? I got nice perfume.
Oh yeah, perfume. It's awful expensive.
Oh, fucking.
I think I mentioned that before. It's awful expensive. It's an awful price.
You might have maybe mentioned
it. It's an awful price. Because you arrive home with
it. Can't. She bore your children. Jesus Christ. Do you want to do that instead of buying perfume? What have you got in a bag?
This is what I got for Christmas.
From who?
From my wife.
Mooching under the table.
Yeah, it's a bit of work to it.
Oh my God, what did she buy you?
Will I turn it on before you see it?
Yeah. Is it one of these things to help you sleep? Oh my God, he's got one of the things that looks like...
what does it look like?
It looks like a vibrator. You know these ads you see on Facebook and Instagram where they're punching it into their muscles? No, it wouldn't be a very comfortable vibrator now.
Oh, Jesus! Where's this conversation gone?
Well, I'd just be careful where I'd leave it, you know? So she got on one of these things for a few... Let me point her by sore. Oh, God, it does work.
Yeah. You can. If you hit the bottom again, she goes faster.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Like it faster.
Yeah, go on.
Oh,
No, press the button. Don't break
Where
it.
Where is the button? Oh, there. This one. Oh, jeepers, that's for really sore muscles. Oh yeah, I like that. And that's a great present.
It goes faster again.
Oh my God. It even has the sound of it going faster. So yeah, people listen, it's one of these things. It looks like a vibrator. You certainly wouldn't want to be bringing it to the gym with you. Or standing at the end of the road after your run, holding it into your thigh.
I was like,
great present.
Where do I put this?
Well, is that going to like stop you complaining about your soreness now?
Have I complained since we came
Actually, show me. I have a glute that's quite sore. Can I just do see, does it do anything on that?
Yeah. See, it comes with other little...
Did I break it?
No, just keep your finger on it for a sec.
That's okay. Yeah, where did she get it?
Yeah.
I get it's awful if I sit in the car for too long. I get like a stretchy muscle in my arse.
Yeah, so muscle. That's it's a West of Ireland product. But so there's other there's other little bits that go with it.
I like it.
So this is another little
I get addicted to that now. I'd be massaging every part.
So that there's a head change thing.
There's a head change. The vibrator is that's a for a very funny looking head.
Or for the ones that are,
or for somebody that's a little bit tight. If it's tight, don't worry. We can replace the tennis ball with the very small
this
top.
This takes care of all areas.
Oh, God. it's like a... how could you even...
It's like a Y.
It's like one of them things that bites you. Their head. It's like a shark. The hammer shark.
A hammerhead shark.
Hammerhead shark. That's the other top. So that's if you've had a couple of kids.
What do you think of that?
I think that's a brilliant present.
Isn't it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, good present.
I said, well, where am I supposed to stick that?
She'll have to just do some damage on, you know. Some damage.
When you're doing your back, you probably need somebody else to do your back.
Yeah.
But I do find, like, in the evening, if you're sitting down, glutes.
Yeah.
Back of my legs.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Well, there you go now. I reckon she got that, is that? There you go now. I don't want to hear about you complaining.
That's exactly.
I think it's brilliant. Go Jane.
That's exactly. And she got me this other stuff. You heard the crack about this cream that she got me.
No.
So I was complaining one night in bed that my knees were sore.
Yeah.
And she got me this cream.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, put this on your knees. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
And she put the cream on my knees. And 2 seconds later, my knees are completely on fire.
Okay.
Right. And she's back downstairs. And all she can hear is the tap going on as I'm trying to wash it off.
Yeah.
And then I appear down in my underpants, which is lucky because, as we know, what I've been doing with my underpants, which has got worse than ever.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's worse for some reason. Really bad at the minute.
Jesus, make sure you don't leave that thing in the bed now.
But,
Jane might leave it in the bed.
I said, how am I supposed to be sleeping with that stuff on my knees? So they were all laughing at me. Laugh. Because on Christmas morning, it was one of the presents I got was a tube of this stuff to go on my knees. It just goes really hot really
and
quickly.
And again, did you get the insoles yet?
No, I did not.
No, didn't get the insoles. You see, when I go back running, I'll have my special insoles to stop my feet falling in.
Can we run together?
Okay. We can if you want, yeah. But I'm running in the morning.
Competitive Sarah's back.
No, let me get to 5K and then I'll go. Sure, you're running like from here.
I've reduced all of that. We've talked about this.
Okay, well, let me get to 5K.
So I will
the
do
app
now.
Says it's going to take about 6 weeks, so I'll meet you on Friday.
Flanley, Flanley style. I'll do that Monday. So I will do, what I'm trying to do at the minute is one 10K a week.
Right.
And then one 5K a week.
Okay.
And then walks.
Yeah, that's good.
That's it. I'm not doing the stupid stuff I was doing last year.
Yeah, so I told you that. You're just like, to give in, like.
Yeah, couldn't give in to it. But I am going to end up where I won't be able to walk. But kind of, for my mental health, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's like, do I want to be mental and physically in shape, or do I want to be not mental and physically freaked?
Quick fire questions.
That's a question. Quick fire question. Okay, would you rather... be mental, but look super hot, but be mental, or
I'm
be not super hot and be like totally sound of mind.
Ooh.
Good question.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
But in my mentalness,
yeah.
am I unhappy mental or am I happy mental?
But your people are like, sure, you're mad. He's mental.
But it's really hot.
Pure mental, but it's really hot. It's a tough one.
I think I go for the mental and hot.
Yeah. I think so.
Sound of mine and ugly? I don't think so. Quick fire questions.
Nobody picks those guys.
Nobody wants to know those.
But he's so nice.
First podcast back this year, and I thought, if we get to 20 minutes and we'll just cover what we did. We're 43 minutes in already.
Okay, go, quick.
Out of date bread or out of date milk?
Oh, bread.
Yeah.
Milk. Ugh.
You see they're doing it with milk now. Some places are removing the best before date from milk, so you have to do the sniff test.
Okay. Ooh. I often find Grace loves milk and she'll take off down in the hall with a beaker of it or a glass of it.
And you find it.
Find it and it's just a block of cheese.
Prefer November or January?
November.
You like November? You know what? Because I thought about this one when I wrote it.
Mm.
And January's a bit of a...
I don't like like, there's too much pressure to just do everything right.
Yeah, but you're looking forward, so you're thinking, like,
I don't like looking forward. I like being at the end of the year.
Okay, so it's November for you. Okay. Eat a raw onion or two heads of garlic.
Two heads of garlic, quite happily.
Yeah,
love
I'd go for the heads of garlic. Yeah. You'd be stink.
Oh, you'd be stink.
Nobody would be come near you for a while.
Nobody comes near me anyway, so that's grand.
Be a chicken for a day, or be a cow for a day.
Oh, a chicken would probably have more fun because they can kind of fly. And I'd say the world would be like an adventurous place to be.
If you're a cow, you get your teeth pulled. Your teeth pulled.
Your teeth pulled. No, I wouldn't like to be sure. All they do is eat grass.
So chicken.
A chicken. What would you like to be a cow?
You've a bit of a chickeny look about you, to be honest. God, there's a bit of a chickeny look about you.
Well, you're going to have an awful chickeny looking about you by the time I've got my phone fired across the room.
I was going to say, give me back that Christmas present for a second. I just want to do something with it. Would you, final question for this week, be a clown that distracts the bull? So we're in rodeo
ball
terms.
Or the bull?
The bull. The bull.
Right, okay.
The.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm with you.
How much noise does a bull make?
I don't know if he goes, hey!
No, that's a goat.
They snort.
So would you be the clown that distracts the bull or the cowboy who sits on the bull?
I don't know if I'd be brave enough to be sitting on him. As much as I'd love to say I would, it'd be a bit scary now. They're off cross, so I'd probably be the clown.
But the clown is a more dangerous job.
I don't know, is it, David?
It is. Apparently the rodeo clown's the most dangerous job you can do in the universe.
Really?
Yeah.
The most stressful job in the world is a controller for aeroplanes.
I thought you were going to say something about your life.
And the most difficult job of all
is coming
radio,
in here.
Is radio presenter on Midwest Radio.
Thanks very much.
It especially is very at 20, 23 years.
24, oh, thanks. It's just on the line to get right.
Yeah, no, I'd be the clown. Would you be the rider or the clown?
Well, I thought, you see, the reason I ask you this one is because, you know, you've ridden horses and I thought, would it be a big leap to go from a horse to a bull?
Well, it'd be like saying, putting you on a horse that has never had anybody on their back. Like, these bulls are like wild.
Yeah. So if you're the clown, there's other clowns too. So you can push the other clowns out in front of you. There's enough clowns.
Could I select people to be the clowns and then say, I've got the best job, come and be with me. And then just throw them into the ring with the ball.
You and I have this individual, every now and then we get this kind of thing where we sink on somebody that we just decide we don't like. Yeah. And we see them in town, or I could see them. And I saw one over Christmas in town. And I was just thinking, if you were beside me, both of us would look at each other and just do this.
Yeah, it's the sideshow Bob.
And I don't know why. I just.
It just brings you back to that, like you just loved Maximum.
The urge.
Face.
We've got the urge. And that's our urges for this week, wrapped up in our first podcast of 20. What year are we in?
What year are we in? As Dermot said today, like 2021 just kind of was just like 2020 and then 2022.
Yeah.
Just kind of bleh.
Same. Yeah, it's bleh. It's been a bit samey. But anyway, we're doing really well and we're having a bit of crack.
That's good. And what number are we on now? 39?
We're on 39, believe it or not. Now, you weren't here for 38. I did that all by myself. But you were involved in it, obviously. But,
I was 39. Involved. It wouldn't happen only for me, David.
Yeah, it's your name over the door.
I know you like to think it could, but it can't.
If you want to get involved in our podcast, you can send us an email to sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. You can also find Sarah on Instagram, Sarah Butler at Home Official, and you can find us on Twitter @ButlerPodcast. And David's available on Twitter as well, at David Midwest. All one word, David Midwest.
Be sure to send David a message.
He needs messages.
We love you, David.
Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.